We begin in Ketz Shulchan Aruch Simen Tazayin. Dinei Hafsakas Bevrachas Krishma Bekrishma. Sif Aleph Krishma Ushloisha Brachaseha. The Krishma and the three brachas of Krishma, which are Yotz Or, Ahava Rabba, Emes V'Yatzif, V'Kain, B'Marav, and the same halacha we're going to learn now applies by Marav, where we say Krishma Brachaseha. Hein Chamurus Yosem and Pesuk de Zimra. A stricter than Pesuk de Zimra. They nechlokus leprokim, and they're divided into different chapters. Veil ben aprokim, and what are the tight wets considered ben aprokim? Ben yotz ha'oiris lahav rabba, when we say the brach baruch atah Hashem yotz ha'oiris, and then we say ahav rabba. Then when we end the brach of ahav rabba, and we say baruch b'am Yisrael behava, and then shema Yisrael. And then ben v'sherecha levahoyim shemaya, and ben v'oretz v'yoymim. Although all of these are considered ben aprokim, we're going to learn what are the brachas, what are the halachas, what we are or may not say ben aprokim. Between the bracha baruch b'am Yisrael b'yahava and krishma, there's really important not to say anything, and that's why in many shuls the minig is that the tzibur completes the bracha baruch b'am Yisrael b'yahava together with about tefillah. And there shouldn't be a question we should answer, if they should be answering Amen in between. However, if one, for whatever reason, finished Habach Ba'am Yisrael Behava before the Baal Tefillah, and he's waiting and he hears the Baal Tefillah say the Brach Habach Ba'am Yisrael Behava, of course, he should say Amen. Sif Breiz, Ben Aprokim, Mutalam Amen Akal Brach Shishmeya, when you're in or at the Ben Aprokim, you're allowed to answer Amen between for any bracha. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, however, holds you could only say Amen for the brachas of Shmei, Tefillin, Kehel HaKadosh. Koshke and the Mutal Lanas, L'Kadosh, L'Kadosh, L'Baruch Hu. One could answer Kadosh, Kadosh, L'Baruch Hu. However, the Paiskim say that if you're going to say, or you've already said, Kadosh, L'Baruch Hu, different time, then you shouldn't say it at that Ben Aprokim, but it has to be obvious that you're participating, that you're not separating yourself from everybody else. And certainly so would be the halacha when it comes to saying Maidim, Maidim Drabanan. Either you should say the first three words of Maidim Anach Dullach, or at least make it appear that you're participating. A Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai LaYomer, a Ben Aprokim, we don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai. The Kam, and Shmei Shekol Emer Krishma, if everybody else is Krishma, you should wait to say Shema Yisrael till it comes the time to say Shema Yisrael. You should say whatever you're saying, b'kol ram, out loud, like everybody else is saying Shema Yisrael at that time. It will appear as if you're participating with them. If somebody gets an aliyah, ben aprokim, he's allowed to go up and get the aliyah, but he shouldn't make a mishaberich at that time. Also, the halacha is that if somebody is a rav in a shul, then and he's asked a question that needs an immediate answer, ben aprokim, he's allowed to answer. Bem taperik, but when it's not ben aprokim, you don't say Amen Rach Ach Brichas Akel Kaddish Vachas Brichas Shmei Tefillah only for those two brachas. Or the Kaddish Omer, and when you're answering Kaddish, the only Amen you're allowed to say is Amen Heshmei Rabbi Varach Lolam Amen Mayam. Kshay Mesliach Tzibah Damir and Ba'alma of Amr Amen. There Yam Kain Amen you're allowed to say Amen. The Shah Amen Shabbat Kaddishim. The other Amenim that are part of Kaddish, Lo Yana, you shouldn't answer. She'enam Ikar Kaddish, they're not part of the primary Kaddish. Kedusha, and if the Tzibur is up to Kedusha, what you should do is Yishtoik, you should be silent. V'yishma M'shliach Tzibur, you should hear from the Shliach Tzibur, V'yomer M'akol, and you should say together with the Kol whatever they're saying. Kaddish Kaddish Hashem Tzvokas Moy Lord Kvoidoi, V'yishtuk V'yoymer M'kol Baruch Kvar Hashem M'kaymoi, V'yoyser L'yoymer. But more than that, you shouldn't say, She'en Amika Kedusha, they're not part of the main part of Kedusha. M'shmei Baruch Be'im Mishlich Tzibah Mena Oilu L'Torah. if you hear Baruch Hu being said, whether the Baal Tefillah is saying it, whether somebody got an Aliyah, Oina Baruch Hashem Avarach Lo'olam Vo'ed, V'gam Amen Sh'ach Baruch Sa'olah, you're allowed to answer. V'im Hakol Omer Moedim, if the Tzibur is saying Moedah, Yischa Gam Kein, you should bow down together with them. Yemer Barin Manach Noloch V'lo Yoyser. Just say those three words. V'shmei Koram, if you hear thundering lightning, yesh em demot gam ken laf silk varik, that you may say that bracha, yesh emrim de lo yasik bazeh, that you may not say the bracha. If you're in the middle of such a spot, you're in emtsa perik, and you're in shul, and this kriyas haTorah, and you hear the Baal Tefillah make a mistake, that you need to correct him, what you should do, explain the poskim, Shals Chuvas Lev Chaim, is not say something, because since you're Emtsa Perek, you're not supposed to really be saying anything. What you should do is, you should go up with a Chumash and point in the Chumash to the Baal Kairah, this is an error you made, rather than speaking. Elav Sokka Shemana Shemot Al Hafsik Sif Dalid, these times that you're allowed to make a Hafsik, Shemot Al Hafsik Emtsa Perek, Im who be brachis, if he's in the middle of the brachis krishma, what you should try to do, yicham she yehefsek hechad esol kinyonai. Try to go to a place where it is the end of a certain subject. Then will be krishma, and if he's in the middle of krishma, when he has to make a stop and say something, yicham you should try to figure it out, she yehefsek ben pasuk l'pasuk between different psukim. Even if that is impossible, then you could say something even in the middle of the pasuk, and then you go back to the beginning of the pasuk. If you stop the middle of a pasuk, when you go back to saying krishma, you should go back to the beginning of that pasuk. Sif hey, the different situations that we said that you're allowed to make an interruption. By Baruch Shem, by Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem Kvayim Achus Olay Lavoed, you never stop. However, the Paiskim say that this is only a halacha if you're being yaitzah the mitzvah Krishma now. So if you're being yaitzah the mitzvah Krishma with this recital of Krishma, Baruch Shem, never stop in the middle. But if you're just saying Krishma, for example, you said Krishma in the morning because you knew that if you're going to wait to say Krishma with the tzibur and shul, it's going to be too late. It'll be past the zman krishma. Or if it's a situation where you are saying krishma, as we discussed earlier, if you put on tefillin derabbeinu tam, and of course the minig is that when somebody puts on tefillin derabbeinu tam, they repeat saying krishma in them. This halacha, that you may not stop under any circumstances while you're saying the bracha, the pasuk of krishma, does not apply. Because while you're saying Shema Yisrael Baruch Hashem, you may never stop. Afilu Hamelch Shoyel B'Shloimai, even if the king comes to greet you, La Yasuk Lav Shiva, you shouldn't respond to him. Ubein El Shem El Kechem L'Emes, V'Yatzav Gam Ken La Yasuk Klal, we shouldn't stop. Shem D'Ksib B'Kro, V'Shem El Kim Emes. She would always keep the word emes next to the word elokim. L'kach eim afsikim ben elokech l'emes. We should never stop in between those two words. V'nachon l'zor shala hafsik. One shouldn't stop. Ach achash amagam tevis v'yatsiv. Until he says emes v'yatsiv. L'fi shigam v'yatsiv v'loshan emes. V'yatsiv is another way of saying emes. V'achkach, after you said that, yokal hafsik, dalochis, that we learned in the simon, come back. All the halachas where you're allowed to stop at emtsa perek, come back. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, all of these halachas to whom you're allowed to respond out of fear, out of covet, don't apply b'zman hazeh. There's nobody of that stature. There's no king that could just eradicate somebody. And therefore, all those halachas don't apply b'zman hazeh.